family chat squad. I'm at it, just doing what I gotta do. But I know it's been a minute. I know it's been a while before I bless y'all with something. So here I go. If it's sitting on my spirit to say that they need you and you don't need them, I'm going to go ahead and say that again. They need you and you don't need them. See, at one point in time, the roles were reversed. Not in mindset, but in the way that you were treated. You know, you were that friend that stood by people. You know, you were that friend that if you had 10 and your friend or even family member needed to eat, you splitting out, you busting that down. And we both got 5. You know what I mean? Or I'm buying a meal and you getting half. I get 4 wings, you get 2, we split the rice. You know what I mean? But throughout life, you know, people took that for granted. They took you for granted. You know, your spirit, your healing abilities. It's the real quality that people, they long for and they cling to, but they don't know that. They don't know why the simple fact of you not speaking to them is torture. The simple fact of you not reaching out to them no more is pain. Even though they go on with their life, which everyone does. You know, they may post pictures. They doing this. They want to do that. They doing this. They hear they're over there. But a lot of that is guilt. You know, it's guilt. And at the end of the day, when they look at themselves in the mirror, they have to know that they did a real one wrong. And it's not a lot of us left. You know, we're healers. We're light workers. You know, people come to us with their problems, expecting results. And they get them free of charge. Free of charge. They get it. That's straight from the heart. They get it. You know? And you give it out. You give it out, and nothing gets put back in return. At times when you're at your worst, people spit on you, thinking that's where you're going to stay. No. They don't know that you're resilient. Well, they should know that. You're a so-called friend, right? They should know you're resilient. They should know whatever you get put into, you're going to overcome it. Beautifully. There's nothing that came your way yet that broke you down that you weren't able to handle. That's why they come to you. They pull strength from you. But at the moment, you step back and you say, okay, no more. Now they show their true colors. You get what I'm saying? Now their true colors are showing. It's okay. It was supposed to happen this way. In order for you to realize that you have to separate yourself. You have to separate yourself. And saying that you're a light worker, you know, you can take on so many energies to the point you start to lose yourself and you cannot get back to who you are. It'll take you a long time to get back to who you are. Don't let this happen to you. Even though sometimes it will. But at least you know what to do. Sometimes you gotta step back and cut everyone out your life. Even those so-called loved ones. Sometimes you gotta cut them out. If the energy ain't there, they ain't doing nothing positive. You go around them, it's still the same shit every time. The same fucking shit. They doing the same thing. Man. Let me get from around y'all. I got things to do. But when you do separate yourself, they all long for you. They miss you. You know why? Because they needed you. And you didn't need them. Every family has that one. Every family, it may be three, but every generation has that one, a family member. Like, whether it be cousin, brother, everyone has that one. That's your uncle, you know, who's everyone goes to, even sometimes the elders. Everyone has that one. And when you use that one up, who do you go to next? Now you have to deal with your reality. Now you have to deal with your bullshit. Now that I'm no longer there for you to pour into me your bullshit, and I take it away with me, and then I have to unload your bullshit that you put onto me. Now you no longer have that. It's hard for you. Well, that's the way it's supposed to be. How do you think we got to where we are? It's hard for us too. No one asked the strong one, is he okay? Is she okay? Do you need help? Is there anything that I can do? No. No one asked him. No one expects it. No one expects you to fall because you are chosen. It seems as though you always land on your feet. They needed you. You did not need them. So, time you were down, you put yourself back up, and now here they come around. Oh, I'm sorry, I'm this, and the third. Can you be? You know what you tell them? Fuck out of here! Elevation.